Hey buds, I'm your host Sam.
And I'm your co-host Ozzy.
And this is
Cushion Crime times 3,000
million
tries.
Hey buds, welcome back for another episode of Cushion Crime.
Way to mess up there.
Yep. A little too stoned because I'm not hosting today. Ozzy's hosting.
Yep, but I'm still stoned myself.
Yes. We have tried to record this episode.
Anytime is stoner time.
Yeah, that's true. We have tried to record this episode at least, honestly, six times.
But six or seven times.
It feels like a million.
Yeah.
It, because it's cursed.
We've been trying to record this literally like months. Maybe 2-3 episodes ago.
Yeah. So at this point, months.
Yeah.
So we're bringing you this episode this week. We were off because we're on vacation and it was Ozzy's birthday.
It was my birthday.
Yes. So I'm we were off. Boy. And then
it's my birthday and I cry if I want to.
It's my party.
Oh, sorry.
And it's go shouty. It's your birthday.
Sure, if you want to.
So next week we're gonna have a St. Augustine case for you guys. It might be a little bit later in the week.
I actually enjoyed that place.
Yeah, it was actually really pretty out there. We had a great time.
And especially then, the winery.
Yeah, the winery is great. Winery that San really Sebastian good. Winery. It was so fucking good.
Jesus, it was good.
It was good.
Then the distillery was meh.
The distillery, people it could have been, were just it could like, have been longer. I didn't like the people.
It could have been longer.
Yeah, and it was like a really short tour.
Had like two drinks.
Yeah, it was all right.
Versus the winery was like 10 drinks.
Yeah, we did wine tasting. We toured the winery. We bought at least, I think, 8 bottles of wine.
Yeah, we were wined out.
I think we still have one more.
Yeah, we do.
So we still got a little bit left, but yeah, so you guys are gonna get a St. Augustine case. I think we'll talk a little bit more about what we did in St. Augustine.
Yes.
In the St. Augustine case.
Yes.
And then the week after that you're gonna get another case.
Yep.
And another case after that.
Tell them what they deserve.
Here, for those of you that know true crime, Ozzy probably, I will tell you what the famous person case is. It's two cases from now.
What?
Our famous person case that we're doing.
Like actors?
Yeah.
Who?
I'll tell you who's involved or might have information.
Who?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Selena guy.
He's in a lot of stuff.
He's in like the Selena movie, right?
Is he? I'm about to fact check Ozzy. Hold on.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think he might be wrong. Christopher Walken's in a lot of stuff. Hairspray.
I'm bad with actors' names. I just be like, oh, that guy. What movie did he play?
You don't know who Christopher Walken is?
I've seen him.
Hairspray. Wedding Crashers. Oh, he was the dad in Wedding Crashers. Duh.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that guy. I know who he is now. the father of the I Will Find You.
I'll find you.
I remember now. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll find you.
That guy. He's pretty cool.
I forgot he was in Wedding Crashers or else I would have led with that because I know you really like Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
He's
one of my favorites.
He might know some information about this case that we're going to be doing in two episodes. So, y'all out there, y'all could piece that together and you probably will know what the celebrity
case is. Who
else
is involved?
You definitely would not know who the other people are.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm not even going to try.
Damn. But he's involved? Damn, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Who knows? Anyway, so yeah, Ozzy's hosting this week, and then I have the strain of the day.
Big news. Grande.
Very, very large. That's what grande. She said. we are going to be at KushCon. So KushCon is happening in Tampa August 6th and 7th.
It's official.
Yes.
Signed contract and everything.
Yep. And we're going to be on their podcast, Hemp List, and then we're going to have our own little boothy booth, and we're going to have a raffle, and there's tickets on sale right now. So if you want to go get those tickets, you can go on their website and get them, or just Google KushCon Tampa, and there are VIP tickets. And with those VIP tickets, you get access to educational stuff and then also a VIP after party,
party,
which we will be attending. Yep. So be there or be square.
So if you are in the Tampa location, or even in the Florida location.
Yeah, Florida area. Come on over to KushCon August 6th and 7th. We'll be there both days.
Hell
we're
yeah.
going to be raffling
and
a basket.
And we can smoke right after.
Yep. We're going to be raffling a basket. We're going to be having some other things there. So, yeah. Make sure you be there or be square. Because also we're going to be doing a live show from there.
Yep. And I think we're going to raffle one, right?
Yes, we are going to raffle something really cool.
Yeah, one of the prizes.
We're going to act, it's going to be a basket
of with goodies.
A whole bunch of cool shit in it. Yeah, with goodies.
Goodies.
With goodies. Wink, 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 wink. Just kidding.
So, you want to take it away with the strain of the day, Ivory Girl?
I guess I can.
Ivory Girl.
Today's strain of the day is brought to you again by Leafly. You're welcome, LB. Black Magic Kush.
Hey, what's wrong with Canafol?
Canafol was fine. At least
yeah, it brought up Tatooine dreams.
Yeah, there you go.
Something Leafly, that Leafly couldn't do. Come on.
It's all your fault.
It's all you. You did this.
You did this. Nick. Hi, Nick.
Nick.
Anyway, today's strain of the day is Black Magic Kush. It is an indica-dominant strain with mysterious and arcane genetics. What?
I'm sorry, I'm so...
He's stuck on it. It's okay. With jade green foliage and bright orange pistils, Black Magic Kush looks nearly as good as it tastes, exhibiting a terpene profile soaked in sweetness, berry, and herbaceous overtones. I like that word, herbaceous.
Sounds baroque.
Black Magic Kush delivers a pleasurable variety of flavors, aromas, and effects that help nullify stress and encourage rest. Utilize this strain at the end of the day to make the most out of its sleep-inducing qualities.
So it knocks you the fuck out.
Hell yeah, it does. People said that 26% of people said that it helped with insomnia. Insomnia. I was reading anxiety, which is next on here, and insomnia together. That's what happened. So anxiety, 26% of the people say that it helps with, and 26% of the people says it helps with migraines, which I get sometimes. So that'd be cool to have. And it's spooky. The name is spooky.
Well, thank you for the introductionary.
The strain of the day.
Information strain of the day.
Oh, you're welcome. The wine of the day. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, now that we are medically lit and relaxed, let's just jump right in into this cold and chilling case that I found.
Okay. If you found it, we all know what that means.
It's
a bad one.
It's a goodie.
Oh, it's a goodie.
Who is Katarzyna Sawada?
Who is that?
Who killed her in 1998 in Kraków, Poland. The mm-hmm. only reason why I know that is because of Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
So in Kraków, Poland, we are about to find out the chilling details on that cold winter morning, which I don't miss cold whatsoever.
I don't either. I only like it cold when I sleep, so.
Yeah, I don't like cold, period, so. On January 7th, 1999, Miroslav M., who was a tugboat operator, noticed something wrong with his propeller in his tugboat. Mm-hmm. The tugboat was in the Vistula River, which is the largest river in Poland and the ninth river in Europe, which is pretty damn impressive.
That's pretty long. That's what she said.
Miroslav was cruising down the river when something got stuck in the propeller of the boat. Uh-oh. What he expected to find in a propeller was like a tree, you know, something random like a tire or a bag or anything like that, mm-hmm. especially in the river.
Right.
He comes to find out something completely out of the ordinary.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh.
He opened the hatch of the propeller room, and as soon as he opened it, he got a rotten smell coming out of the room.
Great.
So when he looked at the propeller using a flashlight, he noticed that it was almost something like an elastic rubber wrapped around the blades of the propeller.
Oh, no.
So when he started tugging it and pulling it on it, the object, he noticed that it the one side of it had almost like a human ear. And the other half was basically the hair covering the face, and you only can see the human ear.
Oh, no.
imagine seeing that, and I'd be freaking the freak out, man.
Wait. So this is, you said elastic. So right. is it just skin?
This is the skin.
Huh?
Yep.
Oh no. Ugh, man, I'm getting like goosebumps right now, honestly.
So he obviously immediately ran out of the boat in shock. And he contacted the police department and was telling him about the horrific discovery in the propeller.
As he should have.
Yeah, as a normal person would.
Yeah, of course.
They investigated the results of the scene, and Miroslav found the remains of a 23-year-old religious knowledge student named Katarzyna. In the report, she was described, the scene was described like so. Her body, detail by detail. Damn, they're pretty going into detail.
Detail to detail, they're going into pretty detail.
Yeah, they're going into pretty damn detail.
Let's hear the details of this fucked up thing.
You sure about that?
Probably not, but do I have an option?
Police say...
I'm taking it as a no.
Police say that Miroslav found a skin suit of the girl.
Lovely.
Her skin was neatly cut at the thigh and the neck, to the neck, reaching as far as her left ear.
Whoa.
She was found without a face and arms. Damn. That's pretty brutal.
Well, like her head was missing?
No, her head is still there.
Okay, so she didn't have a skull?
No.
Okay, so she was missing her head and her arms.
Yeah.
Oh, this poor girl.
Yeah, seems like the guy likes a slow, painful death.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Also, I forgot to mention that the police also said that her nipples were absent, and they found an oblique seam going from the right breast of under her right breast to the left shoulder.
Okay, so like.
So like.
Like an autopsy?
Right.
Oh no.
She's also been raped, and the missing nipples that were off her body were stapled to her back.
Oh my god.
She also had one of her legs cut off, and also part of her butt.
Just part?
Just part.
Why just part, though?
So, he basically took a butt cheek.
He just took half her ass? Like, what about the rest of the ass?
One butt cheek.
Like, why even take the ass? Like,
Who would actually steal a butt cheek?
I wonder if she had a tattoo on it.
It could be. But that's still pretty
She's
sick.
23. Like
one butt cheek.
You know what, though? I wonder if, like, hands, not that I understand killers, but, like, hands to get rid of, like, fingerprints, head to get rid of dental, but why the one leg and the one butt cheek? That doesn't make any sense.
It's, like, the most random spot, butt cheeks.
Yeah, like, who takes a butt cheek?
Like, let me just take one butt cheek.
What the hell? What is this?
I'm pretty upset that we're still on this butt cheek
scenario. I'm outraged at this butt cheek situation, but continue.
Maybe she had good buns. I don't know.
But only to take one half of the butt.
It's pretty random.
I don't get it. Go ahead. Keep going, though.
It's pretty random. After all the discoveries they found of the 23-year-old, she was basically first beaten, and then her neck, groin, and armpits were cut with a knife.
Oh, my God.
And she died of blood loss.
Wait a second. So she was alive?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is so...
Then she was skinned.
Oh, my God. Skinned alive.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That is so terrible.
Yeah.
I cannot even imagine.
I mean,
and for her,
I'm pretty sure, like, shock would have been a big factor.
Yeah, you're probably right. Plus all your nerves. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, but it would have hurt so bad. Oh fuck, I feel pretty so terrifying. Bad for her. I like want to cry.
Yeah, when I first read this case, I was like, this is pretty
it's fucked. It's a little heavy, but yeah. All right, yeah. Keep going with your fucked up shit.
They also determined that her organs were ripped out of her body while she was still alive.
Oh my god, the this coroner, motherfucker.
Yeah, the coroner said that the body had been has been in water for about 2 to 3 weeks before she was found. Okay. Just hold on. About a week later, after the discovery of her skin, Katarzyna's leg and butt cheek. The one butt cheek. was found near a hydroelectric dam on the Vistula River, and no other remains were found. The only thing that they found, police said, was that she had a checkered shirt flannel, and the squares were cut off, which is very weird.
That's... What?
Very.
That's just weird. Really weird. Like, who just cuts out...
Maybe he was bored.
I think he was plenty busy of what he did.
I don't know. I'm not a killer.
What a fucking psychopath. But continue.
So, Katarzyna has been missing since November 12, 1998. Police described her and people described her as she was a loner, had a small amount of friends, and always sat alone in school or in public.
Poor Katarzyna. She lived,
I know, right? She just likes to keep to herself from what it sounds like.
Yeah.
She lived with her mother. She had suffered from depression, and at one point in the past, she tried to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. On the day that she went missing, she had a doctor's appointment that she was walking to. However, she never returned from her appointment.
Okay. So you said she went missing in November?
Mm-hmm. November 12th.
So she was actually held then. If she was only in the water for 2 to 3 weeks in the beginning of January... She had to have been held for at least 2 weeks with that cuckoo nut guy.
That douche-canoosh?
Douche-canoosh-manoosh?
Yes.
Yes, the douche-canoe.
Yes.
Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, sure. That's... I feel so bad, though. Like, you were depressed in life, and then, like, you're just trying to do what you can about it and go to the doctor, and then... Wow.
Yeah.
Some guy scoops you and takes it all, makes it even worse than it already was. I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
I can go ahead and go on.
Since she never returned from her appointment, her mother got really worried and she called the police. And they had something to tell her.
What's that?
You should know this by now.
So she went to the police to report her missing. And they were like, she's 23. She could be off sucking dick. Who knows?
Whoa.
You gotta wait.
Yeah.
That's in Kendrick's case, they said, oh, he's out with a girl.
Yeah, they're not like sucking dick.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe she's out fucking... Doing yeah, just whatever. Out
fucking.
Maybe she's out fucking. Maybe she's just, who knows, but she ain't here. And yeah, you gotta wait. It don't happen.
Okay, babe. All right.
This is how I think of the police, how they think in that situation. Like, eh, did you look everywhere? It's like, I mean, IT. Like,
it's pretty,
did you unplug and plug back in?
I mean, it's a pretty acceptable question. I mean... He's out with a girl or...
Yeah, like, but you know. Remember last time when you sided with the police and then what they did?
What did you do?
They covered up Kendrick's murder.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, they're coming for you, babe.
Yeah, they're coming for you.
But when she didn't come home, she was reported missing officially.
Wait, so did they let her report? They didn't let her report to begin with, right?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
They were not real leads on her case. No evidence to point out to fully say what happened or someone did it.
Mm-hmm.
They had the FBI create a profile for the guy, though.
So the FBI got involved.
Mm-hmm. It got escalated, Lovely. Basically. So the FBI said whoever the killer was a sadistic person who enjoyed the harassment of women and most likely have prior convict. He was more likely to have a martial arts background, police say.
Okay. That's weird, though, like martial arts background and being this violent of a crime.
Yeah, that is very weird. I don't understand that.
But...
because martial arts, for me, like, it calms me down.
Yeah, I can see this guy being very sadistic, though. This is a very, like, brutal... he stole the
butt cheek.
He stole a whole butt? Half a butt.
Yeah, half a butt.
But no, it's honestly, like, very brutal. Like, obviously, he's sadistic.
With the profile that they had created, they had a couple of suspects in line in the site.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in May 31st, 1999, police received a call from an elderly man who stated that there was a murder taking place at his home. He is pretty sure that it was his grandson who was doing the murdering.
Who was doing the murdering?
Who was doing the murdering?
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, police arrive, and then?
When police arrived to the scene... they found a man hanging upside down from the ceiling holding by an electrical cord.
What the fuck?
The man was decapitated and skinned, and his skin was sewn together.
Oh my God, that's like fucking...
sounds familiar?
Yeah, it does. Fucking Ed Gein.
Pretty much. Ugh. So it turns out that the man who has been murdered was the elderly man's son, and his grandson did commit the crime.
Okay.
His name was Witalijio, W-I-T-A-L-I-J-J.
Okay.
Police looked at him for the murder of Katarzyna because it was so similar to the her case.
Yeah, that's true.
He also was studying at the same school, college together.
Okay. But did he do it?
Wait, there's more.
Okay.
So they bring him into questioning in and started questioning him about her and this occurrence. So apparently that he hated his father so much that, because he cheated on his mother, he basically left her high and dry and ran away.
Okay. So his dad cheated on his mom. And then, like, robbed her of all her shit and her children.
Yeah.
And then ran away.
And ran away.
Okay. What a quality man.
So he decided to kill him and wear his skin around the house.
Okay, but that's quite a bit of an escalation.
We started level one, then we go to 100.
What the fuck? Okay, so he wore it around the house and then what?
Pretended to be him, his father, to his blind grandfather.
Blind grandfather?
He was blind.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The same one that called the police to begin with.
How did he know? Like,
so he basically, like, I'm assuming touching his face, and, you know, it was his son.
Like, it was his son. Probably rotting at that point.
But it was his son's, you know?
Oh my God. That's, and he was crazy. Blind,
so he didn't know.
That's insane. So did he admit to killing Katarzyna?
After the interrogation, he confessed he did not confess to killing Katarzyna, but still was sentenced for killing his father. And police thought that he was a strong suspect for it. But the thing is that he was never proving. They could never prove it.
Okay.
That until 19 years later.
So he did do it.
Police reviewed the evidence in Katarzyna's case, and they found DNA profile that matched Robert Jasinski.
Okay, but that's not that guy. So who the fuck is this guy?
enter contestant number 4.
Okay, but who is you?
Police searched his home and found blood in his bathroom.
Oh,
He in fact knew Katarzyna.
Oh, okay.
He knew martial arts.
Oh, I mean, these seem like things are just lining up here.
And he was also a sadistic fuck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sure if he did it, yeah.
So it turns out that Robert used to work for Kraku Institute of Zoology, where he would watch people prepare animal skins.
Okay, that's weird, but okay.
While he worked, a surprising number of animals turned up dead.
Okay, that's not a sign of a serial killer right there, right off the rip.
And it turns out that in his childhood, his parents were overly religious and abusive to him.
Oh, yep. There it is.
And he would kill animals as a kid.
Yep. So.
A recipe for a real serial killer, if you ask me.
Yep. For sure. I wonder. I know we talked about this a couple times. Do you think that he was a serial killer? Is there evidence to say that he was a serial killer and he just got caught with Katarzyna?
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. He was also fired from the Institute after a lot of bunnies died at once.
Oh, wait, no, not the bunnies.
Yeah, the bun buns.
Not the bun buns.
After finding all the evidence against him, he was arrested and police considered Katarzyna's case solved.
Okay. So they're just good. They're like, we're content with this answer.
I mean, if they found blood matching, that should be enough.
Yeah.
Especially 19 years later.
But I really do wonder if he's a serial killer. Because the way this was and the way that he did it, it doesn't speak first time to me.
Well, I mean, he's killed animals, though.
That's true. That is true. That's a good point. But I feel like killing a human is a lot different than killing an animal. Killing a bunny versus killing a human, the way that he killed the human. So I don't really know, but it doesn't seem like the way he murdered her was just very, a lot. It was excessive.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty dark, and I felt like the killings that he did was pretty personal, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But he didn't know her, but I wonder, like...
Why the butt cheek, though?
Yeah, but why that butt cheek?
It really bothers me. Yo. Like, why would you... Why?
So right.
Random.
It really is random. So that's it, huh?
That's it. That's my case.
You did a great job, though.
We gotta give our listeners what they want.
You gotta give them what they want.
Do you know?
Just.
It's prerogative.
Just. It's my prerogative. I had something to say, but I forgot. Okay, so make sure. Oh yeah, we were on an episode of Yes Offense with our friend Silly. Oh yes, Sully.
We recorded a session with him.
Yes, we did. So make sure you go check out Yes Offense for our episode with.
That's unscripted, Silly. Real us.
Yeah, it was like interview meets haven't seen each other in a while. Chat.
Yeah, yeah, I miss all our friends.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're on that. That's on Yes Offense. And if you're interested.
Hey, we got new friends that are listening to us.
Hello. You're our friends.
Hola, now. Amigos y amigas.
Sí.
Bienvenido a nuestra familia.
Okay. En español.
Welcome to our family.
Okay. follow Selly on at Instagram at SillySelly. And then make sure you come check us out at KushCon.
Yes, come on by.
August 6th and 7th. Get your tickets now.
Now.
And
thank you for the new listeners and followers that we've received also on our page. We really couldn't have done it without you guys, to be honest with you. So yeah. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was listening to DJ Styles' booty mixes. Oh,
that's ironic with these booties.
At the gym one day. Very good. So give check DJ Styles booty mixes and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yep. And then also
some pretty good songs.
Yeah. And then also, if you haven't seen it already, and we're gonna link it in here because we were so flattered by it.
Oh yes,
True
yes.
Crime Mom on Instagram. She has her own blog. I believe it's truecrimemom.net, and she is awesome. She wrote a little review about us, and we really really appreciate
we
it.
We really do.
It's really
I'm the
nice.
Ivory man now.
Yes, he's the ivory man now. And
ivory man.
I just think it's very nice that we have people that listen to us and give us good feedback. And
yes.
It makes it feel worth it when it's hard to do. Like us recording this case 15 times definitely is very difficult. But we love you guys and we want to make sure that we give you guys great content and give you guys what you want.
Exactly. Because you guys matter too.
Yes, you do. And you guys actually matter the most. And we
couldn't have done it without you.
Could not have done it without you guys. So please come see us at KushCon because we would love to see you guys, even if it's just to talk to you for a moment. You don't want to enter our raffle. You don't want to do anything.
Or if you just want to be weird and smoke out after.
Yeah, and we'll chill. It's cool. All right. Well, we hope you guys come back next week for the St. Augustine case and our experiences. And we hope you stay lifted.
Bye.
Goodbye.